What is up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hey, everybody.
And we are back for episode 88, which is going to be a short episode. Chop it up a little bit. We have been gone for a little while due to multiple reasons, mm-hmm. and we kind of needed a break, just a little bit of a break from just the life and the craziness and things that's happening. This is me motioning at everything right now. You can't see that, but that's what's happening.
We can hear it.
Right. You can hear the in the air and whatnot.
Hands.
Right. And so we're going to keep it short this week, mainly for health reasons and to kind of get back into the swing of things. And there's tons of things to talk about. So we have plenty of things to go over the next however many months or whatever. But today we kind of wanted to talk about just a little bit, just the two small things that we wanted to talk about. One was debuted a little old over the, I think, a course of 2 weeks, and that was the new Trigon trailer, Trigon Stampede. And then we're also going to talk about the Black Panther trailer, Wakanda Forever, the second film that's coming out from the MCU this November. We wanted to talk about those two things because we are interested in them, and that's what's everyone's talking about, that the MCU and phase 5 and 6, which looks bananas right now. But the main thing right now beyond that is the Black Panther, because people feel away. And so we kind of wanted to discuss it a little bit. But before we do that, I do want to make note that I've been busy. I've been checking out a bunch of different anime because I'm making a top 10 anime for 2022 list, or I should say top 10 anime for 2022 so far, because I think like Chainsaw Man and a bunch of others are coming out soon. And so I haven't seen those, obviously, but I'm going to be making up a list for GameSpot, so be on the lookout for that. But I've been catching up on a lot of anime, and there's a lot of good ones and there's a lot of not so good ones, or the very least not for me, just not really. But I did cover a wide range of different types of anime, so at the very least, you're going to get some good stuff in there. Beyond that, I also got to watch the movie Nope with, Kiki Palmer, and, it's Jordan Peele's film. And it's great. I think so. But it's also divisive, just like my list is going to be. Not everyone liked it. And I kind of expect that. I think the only film that he did where everyone liked it was
Get Out.
I think that's universally loved, right?
Yeah.
But Us, not so much. And this one, not so much. And I understand. Just watching it, I understand why. And, I've had plenty of conversations with people publicly and privately about the film. And we're gonna talk about that some other time. But I just kind of wanted to make mention that I did watch it. I think it's great. Definitely go check it out. But if you don't like it, you didn't hear that from me. Just wanted to throw that out there. But yeah, the first thing I want to get into is Trigon. So if you haven't watched Trigon before, it's a old anime. I think it came out, in the 90s? Mid-90s, yeah. I think?
95, and I don't know.
I think around that time. It was back in the early Cartoon Network days with, Toonami and all that stuff. Before Dragon Ball, went bananas. It was around that time, I believe. And it was an interesting story. I'm not going to get too much into it. If you haven't seen it, definitely go check it out. But there's going to be a remake called Trigon Stampede. It's named that way because the main character, Vash, his last name is Stampede. His name is Vash. He doesn't really have a name like talking about.
His name is Vash the Stampede.
It's the Stampede, but we don't really say the. Just like, Humanoid Typhoon. It's like, it's just various nicknames that he has. His name is Vash, though.
And, yeah, that.
I mean, it's... And, considering his brother's name is Millions Knives, none of this stuff makes sense. It makes sense in the anime if you watch it, but as far as like just telling somebody that's their name, it doesn't really. You're like, what? But yeah, it's essentially done kind of like Cowboy Bebop in a sense, where there's a lot of the day of the life of Vash. Like, he's going from place to place. He has a huge bounty on his back, and a lot of bounty hunters are trying to catch him because I think he's one of the biggest. Like pots out there just walking around.
And he's definitely the biggest pot. He's the $100 billion man, double dollars.
Yes. It's wild. And what's crazy about that, though, outside of that bounty, is like you would think, oh, he's a murderer, he's a killer, he's robbed a bunch of places. None of that. He's actually a pacifist, which makes this show comical in a way, because he is a big goof, kind of like Goku, but like more so, until the guns come out. And then that's when he turns into like John Wick. But he doesn't kill anyone, though. He is very much against that.
He's Kenshin.
There you go. I'm not going to explain why he has the bounty, because I don't want to spoil it. Potentially for, you know, the older show and the new show. But there's a reason why there's a bounty on his back, and he happens to be a pacifist. Just going to let that, you know, just let that marinate. It's interesting. But what I wanted to say about Cowboy Bebop was the fact that each episode is not one of those things where you have to watch every episode to understand what is going on. You just kind of have to, you really only have to watch like 5 episodes to really like get the gist of the story and understand why things are happening the way they are. Everything else is like, oh, this was the time he ran into this guy, or this is the time he bumped into that chick, or whatever the case may be. It's not really meant for you to watch and be like, you know, next time on Dragon Ball Z. Like, you don't have to do that. There's none of that here.
Yeah.
And it makes it fun. It's a really fun sci-fi Western that is comical. Really, really comical. Has lovable characters, very charming cast, and solid voice acting. This is the 90s version I'm talking about. I haven't seen the new one because it's not, I think it comes out next year sometime. So this is just for the people who don't know, or if you have watched the show, maybe you need a little bit of a reminder. So I'm just kind of going over, like, you know, bits and points here and there. But like I said, only the last few episodes you really need to watch in terms of story, and they get kind of dark just a little bit, but beyond that, it's a very fun show. So I was very interested in hearing about the new, Trigun. When I first heard about it, I thought it was going to be a continuation, which got me really excited, because I was like, how are they going to continue this? Because this didn't end the way you would think would make for a good sequel. Like, you wouldn't, it didn't, it, I'm not going to spoil it, but some shit went down, okay? And so it's like, when I heard it, but then I realized, like, oh, this is actually a remake. It's not going to be a continuation. Okay, cool. So let's look at that. So then, Crunchyroll released a trailer, I want to say about 2 weeks ago. And one of the first things we noticed was that it has a CG art style. It's being done by Studio Orange. And if you don't know who they are, they did the Beastars on Netflix. Godzilla, Singular Point. They are really good at what they do. And the show looks really good. It has CG art, which is hit or miss for me nowadays. There's usually like this pseudo 2D plus CGI stuff mashed together, and it doesn't really work all that well. But Vash looks really cool. It looks like a video game in some aspects. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the tone is a little bit more serious, like off the gate. Now, mind you, it's a trailer, so they could just be showing us, you know, the bits from all over, you know, the different episodes and whatnot. But just from the tone or what we did see, it does seem a little bit more serious than the previous one. So I'm wondering how they're going to do that, if they're going to start with the more depressing stuff right away, or if they're going to go lighthearted, you know, fun and all that good stuff. The only thing that we do know, or what's been confirmed, is that Vash is still a pacifist. He still has a twin brother who may or may not be a pacifist. And he is still amazing with a gun. Like, amazing with a gun.
I would be confused if a person named Knives was a pacifist.
Right, right. Yeah, Million Knives, mind you.
Right, like, you know. Like,
who named you, fam? Like,
some people.
But what did you think of the trailer?
Well, I liked it. I mean, it looked really good. It was obviously really short, but it looks really nice. The animation looks really, really good. And it does have that serious undertone, which doesn't exist that much in the original show that that I have the DVD box set for, sitting in a box.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of the stuff from the 90s, I have. I've got it all, like, just sit in places. I mean, I literally watched my Cowboy Bebop on DVD.
Like, the whole thing. That's great.
over and over again while we were, before we were discussing it, because I wanted to make sure that I went back, listened to everything in Japanese just to make sure that they made Faye into that crazy person that she really wasn't, like listening to her language, listening to the words she used. Yeah. I do the same thing with Trigun because I have it. It's over there in a box. I got Kenshin too. I got Captain Harlock. Not all of Harlock though. I don't have Harlock, but I got a lot. And Harlock's not even a 90s thing, so let me shut up about that. But I got a lot of other things that are, you know, old, and they're on, you know, DVD, something that clearly nobody has anymore. But I loved Trigun back in the day when it was on Toonami, or yeah, it was on Toonami, and I remember watching it and being like, this show is a lot of fun.
Right.
It's because it was, you know, and I was already a big anime fan, just trying to find more anime. And before, you know, I couldn't, you know, find stuff or whatever. And I watched that one and I really liked it. And I just thought that it was one of those silly, just really silly shows. Silly show. And that had some sort of purpose. And I think when I started watching Trigun, I never started watching it from the beginning. I always ended up catching it like halfway, because, and you know, the way Toonami would rotate the shows, you couldn't always catch. That's the same thing happened to me with Inuyasha. I remember catching Inuyasha from a certain episode and like missing all of it.
Oh my gosh.
And so I ended up having to go back, so I bought it for myself. But yeah, so I always liked Trigun. I like the you know, the silliness was so ridiculous. I was like, oh my god, I can't watch a show like Millie and Meryl are just out of control and stuff like that. But when the serious episodes would come on, it was like, okay, well, this is where the story moves forward. The other things are you know, character development or just seeing where things are going. But again, there's only those few episodes that are really important. I want to just say really important, but they have they're the ones that give you the stakes of the show.
Right.
Like everything else just makes everything fun. It's like, okay, well, here's this guy who's worth this many billion double dollars or whatever, and he's always destroying things, but like on accident or, you know. But then you have several episodes which are like, oh, wait a minute, the stakes of this show are actually really, really high. There's feelings involved. There's emotions involved. There's lives at stake. There's murders being plotted, like all kinds of stuff that makes it actually much more serious than just the silly day-to-day of blowing up things and running from your bounty hunters. But the trailer that was just released shows that serious side, and it seems to show the relationship with Vash's brother maybe probably in a little bit more detail than you get in the show. I mean, obviously with the show you learn about this, like you learn the stakes closer to the end of the show,
right,
and how everything ends up, you know, coming to a close, where it seems like in this new version you're going to get that stuff probably right away, maybe. Because otherwise I wouldn't understand why they would put that out in the first trailer if it wasn't going to be what we're going to get right away. And it gave more of a serious feel. So maybe that's what they are intending to do. Maybe they want to give us that serious story and give us a linear type, maybe not just linear, but we'll start from maybe point B, move around, you know, and then, you know, go back to A, but we're going to start a lot earlier.
Yeah, potentially to hook people early on.
Yeah.
Because with the 90s episodes, it wasn't, either you liked Trigun or you didn't. There was no overarching hook. Right, because it felt like it was going nowhere.
Yeah.
And especially with how Toonami ran things, it was very easy to feel that way, because they wouldn't, like you were saying, the way they rotate shows, you would start in a show not realizing you were in the middle because they brought it back and they started playing from this weird, you know, spot, or, you know, they left you hanging. They did that a lot with Dragon Ball Z, where you would be left on a cliffhanger, then they would just start over. And
never from the beginning.
Right. And for us, it was like, okay, I get it now. Like, that season is done. Mm-hmm. And so they have to start over, but it was ended in such a way that you didn't let people know that this was the final episode. It was more so like, hey, we're just going to go back to the Frieza saga real quick. Don't worry about it. I know you're on the cell, but we're just going to go back here. So it was like, why are we back here again? Why are we fighting Frieza? He's been dead for however long. Like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And so the same thing with Trigon, because these episodes don't have any type of, a lot of them you could just put in any random order. And if you're just coming and going, it's like, oh, what? I already watched this episode. I've watched this episode multiple times. I want to go further. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of hard to stay with it. And I think a lot of people didn't like it for that reason, even though it became a cult hit afterwards.
It ended up being exactly what you said. It was a cult hit because a lot of people during were just like, this is stupid. And these are the same people at that same period of time. We were getting a certain type of show. Like we had Bebop, we had Trigun, we had Kenshin all at the same time.
Right.
And so you have to gauge people's emotions because there were the people who were like, wait a minute, like I was into, well, like if let's say that they're playing the goofy stuff of Trigun at the same time that they're playing the Shishio part of Kenshin, those same Kenshin fans are going to get pissed off at Trigun because they're like, this is just too stupid. Because I remember feeling that way. I'm like, why am I watching this show again? And of course, like when we were saying off camera, when we get to that part, like I was so confused. I had no idea. I can't remember if the first episode I saw was the Wolfwood episode or not. I cannot remember. But like I said, I watched that with my mother just because it happened to be on. We were watching Uncut at nighttime. We just happened to both be awake. She had gotten home from work really late. And she didn't tell me to change a channel. My mom doesn't like anime. She does not like the stuff that I will watch. But she didn't say anything. She just sat down, I think, because it probably was funny. Like there was some lighthearted stuff. So she didn't mind it. And apparently, I'm not sure if she had just, sorry. I'm really distracted because I'm looking outside and it looks like it's a tornado.
Oh God. Okay.
I'm just saying, okay, everybody, this is just breaking the fourth wall a little bit. I just have to say this because I live in a place where the building across from me is a glass mirror. So I can see things that are going on that are not in front of me. And so that building reflects the other side of the world, but in front of me is like sunset. So can you imagine like the sky being orange? Okay. But then the building is reflecting this massive hypercell that's also gray and blue.
That's crazy.
It's really scary looking right now. And I was getting really distracted and I was trying to stay focused, but I couldn't because it's really, really distracting. It is loud and the birds, you know, when the wind blows and the birds are like, they can't fly, they're just getting thrown. There's some major violence outside right now. Some major violence. So
did you check your phone, see if you got any weather alerts?
No, I haven't gotten them. Well, it'll come soon. It will, because you know this part of the state is a flood risk. I'm just lucky that I'm up, that I am not at sea level, because I didn't move down to that part of town because I can't afford it.
You need to tuck and roll. Definitely.
I'll let you guys. So either one of two things is going to happen. I'm going to be like, hey guys, got to go because I need to, you know, get shelter. That's number one. Or B, number two, we're just going to lose power.
Number two. Oh goodness. Yeah. So we said it was going to be a short episode though. So we'll definitely wrap things up. But yeah, like Trigon looks dope. Stampede looks dope.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be a good show. I think what you were saying is true though. I think they're probably going to do flashbacks to what happened with his brother and to kind of hook people to keep them going as the silliness and all that stuff is happening.
Yeah.
But we shall see. It won't be until sometime 2023. It's going to be on Crunchyroll and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be, I want to say, yeah, this is the only remake because the last thing that came out was the film Trigon Badlands.
I liked that.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I did.
I heard about it.
Yeah, go watch it. If it's on Crunch, I don't know if it's on. I don't know where it is, but I remember seeing that a long time ago, and I was like, this is fun.
All right.
So I mean, it's just more of the same.
Oh, well, then we're good. Yeah, totally. I would definitely check that out.
It follows the same formula as as I feel like, you know, Bebop did with the Bebop movie. It was like, because you have such an episodic show, you're able to throw movies in there that make sense versus like Dragon Ball Z, where they threw in movies and it was like, you know, this literally could not have happened.
Exactly. Although the Tree of Might is still fire. Just going to throw that out there. That was great. That was great. Even though it's not canon, it was freaking amazing. And so the next thing we want to talk about is the Black Panther trailer, Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Now, this is probably one of the MCU's best trailers, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are feel all sorts of feels, especially Black people, when it comes to recasting, or, you know, whether you should recast or not recast Chadwick as, you know, and like, I get it. I totally get it. And for me, I think we eventually should recast the Black Panther, but I don't think right now. And I think that however you take that, or however you feel, it's totally valid. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. There's a lot of people who feel that it's a little gross that, you know, the MCU is kind of using his death as a, you know, a story point within the you know, the Marvel storyline or whatever. And some people feel like, well, yeah, I get it. But at the same time, people do this all the time. I remember there's been TV shows that have done that where someone has died on the TV show and, you know, they are mourning in the show for that particular character, and will break the fourth wall and be like, hey, they'll actually say something that is, you know, about that character's life or whatever that has nothing to do with the show. So the audience is watching and they're like, oh, okay, I see what they're doing. You know, actually that happened recently on a really popular show, and I can't remember, The Big Bang Theory. Where a character passed away, or a person, not a character, but a person passed away. And so within the story of the show, they had that character also pass away. But then when they were mourning, it was real. Like, they used the person's real name and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, they did that with John Ritter, when John Ritter died.
Exactly. And that's been, you know, I mean, a ton of movies. I remember that happened with the House Party 2, the sequel. Kid's father, the person who played his father, whose name escapes me right now, had passed away. And they had like him going to college and him talking about how his dad, and, you know, he misses his dad and all those other things. It was a way to, you know, be respectful and not just recast someone, but then also to be like, we miss you, breaking the fourth wall, kind of. And so I think the difference here, though, is that, or at least you can make a claim that this is different, is because people feel like they're also selling this new movie based on his passing. Like, everyone's wondering, like, what they're going to do to explain the Black Panther's absence.
Who are these people?
And, well, here's the thing. I get it. I get it in the aspect of, you know, one, Chadwick Boseman was a real person. And two, at least from his brother, he felt that he should be recast. Like, he was like, Chadwick would want someone else to play the Black Panther because of what he meant to a lot of Black people, et cetera, et cetera. And so it was almost like the family was like, hey, don't do this, but Marvel is doing it anyways. I don't know how much weight to put on that, because it wasn't like a formal request. It's kind of like a roundabout way of saying something. And so I'm not particularly sure.
Literally say, after Chadwick Boseman's death and everybody was all circulating, the questions kept going. Ryan Coogler, didn't he like come out and say, I am not recasting him?
He did. And people felt the way. People felt the way. And I can't speak in terms of the family. And that would be probably my only hesitation. The difference here with me, though, is that they were actually friends. Like, Ryan was his friend in real life.
Yeah.
And so if he's like, I don't want to cast, and then, like, you know, his other castmates are like, we don't want to recast him. It wasn't on Marvel. This is not Marvel saying, hey, we can really get a whole bunch of tickets, you know, to the theater if we kind of make this big thing about his passing. Like, no. If anything, Marvel was actually being respectful with how they did all their memorial services and how they allow Ryan to do. Even when they announced the film on stage, there was a big opening number and a tribute to Chadwick. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they wanted to do. So I don't think it's Marvel just trying to get money. I think that they wanted to make a story that not only was appropriate based on what happened, but also that respected what, you know, Chadwick had done.
Yeah.
As his friend, right? And so that doesn't mean that there's never going to be another Black Panther. I mean, we saw right. in the trailer that there is going to be one, probably Shuri, his sister.
Probably Shuri, yeah.
But because of the multiverse, that there could actually be another, you know, T'Challa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they so totally could.
He's going to get recast, but I think right now, based on how things went about, if the cast and crew wants to honor him this way, I think it's okay.
Personally. Yeah, I agree with that too. I didn't know that there was this. I saw like a, I guess on my Google Tiles, like something had come. I saw this, and I just didn't want to. I didn't read the article. I just didn't have any energy. I have very low energy nowadays, and I just couldn't put my energy towards that, so I didn't.
Right.
I watched some trashy Johnny Depp, Amber Heard stuff, but that's like easy for me. So. very, very easy. But it's not actually. I'm sorry. It's not. I don't want to say like that. It's actually very triggering, and I have some trauma that really makes me hurt when I hear that stuff. But moving on. First of all, I loved the trailer. That was beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful trailers I've seen.
It's well done.
No, it was very well done. And I was emotional. Like, I wasn't crying, but I really did. When they showed Chadwick, it wasn't T'Challa to me. It was Chad. And
yeah.
Because it was Chad, I was very, very sombered, like watching the trailer. And I was so happy because, again, I knew that Ryan had said that he wasn't going to cast him. And I agree with you. I think in the future he'll be cast. But as far as we were told back like last year or whatever, Wakanda Forever was supposed to be wasn't it supposed to be like that's the last movie that Ryan was going to like it? They were only going to do those two because Chadwick died. I thought that's
something
to that,
something to that effect. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember them being like, I mean, that's also even in the title, like it was kind of like, it's just going to be this. This is going to be it. And they can continue doing other things with the other movies. And however the MCU moves forward, because, you know, we don't know when they're going to just cut stuff off and when they're going to focus on different vectors of Marvel, you know, whatever. But right. I was so happy to see what they did. Because I thought that they were making a point. They were making a point that a lot of people had already vocalized. They were saying that Chad was the only person. He was the person meant for the job.
Right.
This is not something, this was not a role that they could easily just be like, you know what? We can find somebody else. Like the way that they, DC does the Joker every few years.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like they, you know, the Jokers are bad. It's just the fact that they're like, oh, okay, we're going to have this person. And now we're going to have this person. And Batman, we're going to have this person. Now we're going to have this person. As if none of our feelings are tied to it. I felt that that Ryan Coogler and everyone involved in this decision was making a statement saying he is our forever T'Challa. And we're going to make it that way. And I know that even knowing, you know, the story of the like things that T'Challa does, it does cut things short because, you know, he has other purposes. He has other things that he does. Right. And, but also that's why we're lucky we have a multiverse because, you know, these things can always 100% always be fixed. I still think they could have done that with Eternals. Same thing. It was just like, why did you help out? Well, we weren't here because it's the wrong universe. Like, it could have been like that. It could have been actually quite easy. And we weren't supposed to fight. Whatever. Get out of here. So anyway, back to the task at hand, which is this trailer. I thought it was amazing. It was beautiful. Again, I was really, really like just sombered when I saw his face. When Angela Bassett is doing her soliloquy, I don't know, you know, you know, it's just so good. And then you get to see Michaela Cole for like 0.5 seconds and I'm like, yes, finally my girl, big up Ghana, you know,
right?
Like, I was just so excited to see. I love the music. I loved the music. It was really good. And this is me not even getting to see it on my big TV, which I don't no longer have anymore. But like, it was just very nice. It was a very, very, very good trailer. I'm very excited. And the most important thing that I need to say is that the Black delegation has met. They have started proceedings, and we are supposed to go see the movie in all white. I don't know if I'll be able to go because, you know, noise and stuff, and me not being able to sit in front of a Jumbotron.
I can right.
barely manage my television. But we are supposed to be wearing all white, as the Black delegation has informed us. I did learn this like 2 days ago.
Word? I didn't get my invite. They need to look. I might have moved since the last movie. I'm going to need you to, no.
I'm going to forward you the message because, yes, these messages were sent out, and it is possible that your representative for your chapter has not sent you the message yet. And so I did get the message from the representative from my chapter. My chapter leader did make sure that I viewed the TikTok message. And therefore, we are going to show up and show out in white. And it is in white. So you're going to need to get your best white African garb. So go get it. You just get the material right now is probably what you should do. Just get it because you have months. So just get your go there. We have an auntie that we go get cloth from. Start getting your stuff sewn now.
And make sure you get the right type of cloth, because a lot of people went to the first movie in like funeral wear. It's like
so embarrassing,
fam. You get a pass this time, but this time I'm gonna need you to do a little research, just a little bit. You know, it's not that difficult, folks. It's really not. But yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it, and I think that however you feel about the film is valid to you. I do think what I will say on that regard, though, is that it's foolish to try to get people to boycott the film because they didn't recast or they didn't whatever. Boycotting a black film because they didn't do something that you thought should be done is really foolish to me. Like, you don't have to go see it, but trying to get other people to for this reason, and you haven't seen it. Like, you haven't seen it. And people are going wild online. Like calling people like not like saying people aren't kinfolk, like basically saying that they're not black enough because they decided to do whatever they decided to do with the movie because we haven't seen it yet. And I'm like, that is wildly offensive. That and you haven't even seen anything. Offensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill.
That's out. Why you gotta make like when people make these comments, when they say this kind of, this is why, you know, when I said, who is saying these things? Find out that these aren't not bots, but you know the Russians who are sitting there trying to sow discord in the black community. I'm so serious, because it's like, so really a bunch of black people decided to get together and said to boycott a Ryan Coogler film.
But you know how like certain sectors of the black community can get, like, it's trash.
And dye-haired girl sector, because she doesn't her people don't count. Until she learns how to get some moisture in her hair.
No, she has been put outside the group. But no, like, even with like, because remember, I didn't like the show Them at all. And I've spoken at length about it. I have never said anybody who's associated with it, who produced it, who directed, I'd never said that they were not black. Like, that's a wild thing to say to someone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, just chill. If you don't want to watch it, cool. If you do, being all white, apparently. All right.
Clearly that's what they need to be. Why? Like, if you're gonna tell people to boycott Black Panther, then you need to just stick to like Captain America films. But now they can't, because Captain America's black now too. So I don't know what they're gonna watch.
I'm not even gonna start. So that is the end of our show. told you we were cutting it short this week. Definitely, you know, thanks for hanging out with us. Feel free to follow and subscribe if you're listening on YouTube. And if you're listening on, you know, iTunes, Google Podcasts, you know, all those other different places, feel free to add us to your RSS feed, subscribe there as well. Because we have a lot of stuff coming. We have a special guest that's going to be coming up pretty soon, next month, I believe. And pretty big special guest. So you're going to want to be, you know, notified when that happens. I'm also working on a couple more guests for the end of the year. So it should be interesting. Make sure to follow us at TheGameCast1 on Twitter. And, you know, all of our stuff is like in the descriptions and whatnot below. So definitely follow. And so you can be up on all the new content. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, whether it be the MCU, video games, new anime, all this good stuff. Yeah, you should listen. You should definitely listen. But that's it for housekeeping.
Yeah, that's it for me. Just remember, be kind and rewind if you still have a VCR. I do. But that's really it. And just remember to wash your faces and your butts in that order. And also just wash your hands too, please. Don't go shaking people's hands. Wear your mask because COVID is out here. Yes. For real, and so is monkeypox. So stop playing around, people. Stop. It's not funny. We're gonna have this pandemic and that pandemic and every pandemic forever if y'all don't just wear masks. Get out of here.
A pandemic party.
Come on. I'm like, the parallelogram was supposed to have ended last panorama, and now we have another Polaroid on its way. Stop it. So dumb. So dumb. Anyway, but that's it. That's all I have for you guys. Hope everybody has a great week. See you next week. Maybe. Don't know. But, you know, that's okay. Bye.